There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Time now for us to get to the issues of the week, the charts for the week of March 2nd to the 6th on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine. They also house at Talkers.com, the Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It's like a station out in the ether. Isn't it great? We hear all of these newspapers now that are starting their web radio sites that are actually getting some traction. There's so much there that is, if somebody came back to Earth who had died, let's say, 20, 25 years ago, Michael, and tried to get a handle on the technology of what they could do with their audio and video. With the old people who used to turn on three channels on television.
Yeah. And would you hear about the newspapers and radio first? Tell me. Come on. Tell me.
On Talkers Magazine. Okay. Talkers.
I've been talking about this for years.
Yep.
And I have to tell you, I have actually gone to radios to tell the newspapers. I get confused myself because the lines are blurring between them.
Yep.
I've been going to newspapers around the country telling them that they should consider starting radio stations on their websites. Now, why would I do that? Because the newspaper website is the closest thing to a platform that appeals to radio listeners as a radio station on the AM/FM dial. And with so many radio stations, you know, going corporate or firing people or going automated, it's a great place for radio to be reborn, and it's starting to happen. Because doing a radio show on a newspaper website or doing it on an AM or an FM transmitter stick, same thing.
Isn't that interesting the way you characterize it? Radio's rebirth on the even calling it the internet anymore seems simplistic, doesn't it?
Yeah, no question about it. And I don't mean to indicate that radio has died, but let's just say that this last 10 years has not been the golden age of radio. I mean, I'm a booster, and sometimes you call us cheerleaders.
Yeah.
But certainly we're not mindless, and certainly we do not need to be deceptive. And I think radio has seen better days, and I'm hopeful that radio will continue to exist on AM and FM, but maybe the existence of these stations on newspaper websites and other media stations, such as Talkers.com, will inspire AM and FM radio to do a better job, to put more money into it, to have bigger staffs, to have news, to have resources, community service, to be passionate about music, to have different kinds of talk shows.
And sounds like a return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear when radio actually did have impact, even though we know that most of the country listens to radio at length for some point during the course of the week, but it still doesn't feel like it did when you and I were getting into it. Let's face it, it just doesn't feel the same. There are a lot of people on the air who are good, who are great communicators, but many of the great communicators have been stifled by corporate edicts. Mm-hmm. The way it is. So,
and let's not, and I don't mean that to chastise or incriminate the corporations. Owning all these radio stations at this point in history is a tremendous economic challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So they're up against the wall. They're in debt. They have to answer to Wall Street and to banks, whom they went to bed with 20 years ago, 25 years ago, and now the chickens are coming home to roost. It's a tough time. So when I talk about corporate radio, I'm not knocking anybody. Some of the smartest, best-meaning people that I know, some of the most passionate lovers of radio, are the guys in the suits in these corporations trying to figure out what to do. Not all of them, but a lot of them are.
Yep.
And I'm hopeful, I'm very optimistic, that in the end, when we come through this digital transition period between the 20th and the 21st century, that we're going to have some darn good media, and there'll be ways that people can make a living doing it. Right now, there's a big problem in figuring out how to monetize and create business models for the Wild West nature of digital era media. But eventually it'll settle down, and people will be able to figure out a way to have it be a meritocracy where the good stuff rises to the top and people know about it, and the bad stuff falls to the wayside, and that people who do a good job are able to be paid for it. You want to hear the top 10 stories of the
week? I think that'd be an excellent idea. The top 10 stories and people, the research done by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, the charts for the week of March 2nd to the 6th. Michael is here to count them down.
Okay, at number 10, we have sports action, NBA and NHL, as we get ready for baseball and whimsically look ahead to football, which already those of us who love football are beginning to have withdrawal and miss it terribly. At number 9, wintry weather grips America even more and more. South Korea ambassador attacked. Those are two stories tied at number 9. L.A. Skid Row police killing is at number 8. At number 7, the disturbing Ferguson discrimination report. At number 6, the complex net neutrality policy. At number 5, the ever-entertaining 2016 presidential prospects jockeying for position. At number 4, Homeland Security funding tied with the amnesty issue. Number 3, very, very fascinating, the Hillary Clinton email probe. At number 2, the Supreme Court of the United States, which we refer to in the business as SCOTUS, the Obamacare case. And at number 1, the whole world was watching the Netanyahu speech and Iran nukes. And that's the top 10 stories. Got time for the people, or should
please.
We?
Please. No, you can do the people, then we'll pause for a moment.
Okay, real quick. Number 10, Kim Jong-il at number 10. Number 9, Mark Lippert. Number 8, Mitch McConnell. Number 7, Tom Wheeler. Number 6, Jeb Bush. And Scott Walker up there in the higher rankings of candidates at this moment. We'll see how long that lasts. At number 5, John Boehner. Number 4, Hillary Clinton. Number 3, Anthony Kennedy and John Roberts. Number 2, Benjamin Netanyahu. Number 1, Barack Obama. And there you have a snapshot of conversation on news talk stations across America this past week.
All right, we'll get to some of the nitty-gritty of some of these conversations, plus Michael's observations and other things going on in our media. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger. For the ones... get it done.
Spring flooring season continues at Lumber Liquidators. Get hardwood flooring looks on sale, like the must-have look of distressed hardwood. Don't pay $4.89 at other stores this week. Save almost 40% on pre-finished Savannah oak hardwood, or get the look of Brazilian cherry for less than half of what you'll pay at other stores this week. Santo Andre laminate is just 99 cents, plus deals on 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, and more from 49 cents. And get 18 months special financing. The look and style of hardwood is on sale now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I used to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back, all in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at 99bloodsugar.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at 99bloodsugar.com. Reverse your diabetes today at 99bloodsugar.com. That's 99bloodsugar.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Michael Harrison is the editor and the publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. Just looking back at the stories and the people for a moment, I think that at number 10, the name that was there is Kim Jong-il, but he's, as Rush Limbaugh loves to refer to people who have gone, assumed room temperature. I'm guessing he's probably a little colder than that now. So the name that we were focused on was Kim Jong-un, his son.
It was an un and not an eel, and that was called a misspoken,
right.
Misspoken name.
We are all shaking in our boots this week. I don't know that I've listened to. I actually listened to quite a bit of talk radio this week, and I don't usually have the time to do that. I caught a couple of programs, and I'm going to spend a little time talking with you about the differences in the programs. But when it comes down to current events / politics, there was a lot of focus and a lot of merriment made at the behest of Kim Jong-un, saying he was getting his country ready to go to war with America. And then the incident that took place in South Korea, the fellow slashing the ambassador's face, that was something that that was number 9 on the countdown. Something that's troubling. The whole thing is troubling. But yet the news media doesn't seem to take apart or differentiate from the caliber of leader that Kim Jong-un is, for example, versus the fellow who's the prime minister of Israel or the prime minister of England. It's okay, so the world leaders. Why would we even pay any attention to Kim Jong-un? He's a nutbird.
Why would we pay attention to
him? I mean, he hasn't got the ability to start a war. I mean, he can throw some bombs and a couple of missiles here and there, but to have that challenge, say, we're going to go to war against America, it's laughable. And so why would we give it any credibility, or why do people give that suggestion any credibility?
That's a great question. I don't know whether or not we give it credibility, but he is the leader of a nation that has an army and is involved in a geopolitical strategic position. You know, nothing exists in a vacuum. There's the relationship between North Korea and South Korea, then there's the relationship between both Koreas and China and Japan, and quite often these countries act as pawns for more powerful countries. So, in fact, there might be a Chinese connection. I don't know. Even if he is a nutcase, as you say, and he lobs a missile someplace that might have dangerous capacity, it could kill people and it could lead to diplomatic tension. So I think that it bears reporting.
Yeah, I do too, and conversation. But I think one of the things about it, Michael, is that people haven't taken it too seriously because they don't take him too seriously. So maybe on the other side of the scale, should we not discount him just because he's a short, fat little punk?
Well, they used to make fun of Hitler. They used to, when Hitler was on the rise, they thought he was a comedic character. As a matter of fact, Charlie Chaplin made fun of him. Not frivolously. Charlie Chaplin saw him as quite dangerous, but the very look of the guy with a little mustache and the hair and the attitude, a lot of people said the very same thing about Adolf Hitler, and never said and said he could never possibly be taken seriously or gain control of Germany. A guy like that would never be elected chancellor. Blah blah blah. I know what you're saying, but. I think it's foolish not to take anybody seriously who makes a threat or has any kind of weaponry and power over people's lives.
Yeah. All right, that's a good point to be made. Good point to be made. Michael Harrison here with lots of good points to be made. We'll continue with his overview and our commentary about the issues that have made it to the top 10 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now it's time for us to review our overview of the stories, the top items of interest. Talk Radio World, Talk Radio is the most listened to format still. It's been up and down. Used to be that there was a lot of crossover between country music stations and talk stations. And I never, you're better at this than am I in studying some of the stats and stuff. I never have gotten quite the conversion from any kind of music to talk and how that comes about. It's more likely, the thing that I'm saying, folks, is that according to research, more likely that those people who listen to country music would also listen to talk radio. How is that a fit, Michael?
Well, there are correlations. That they are certainly blurry, and they're not hard fast. But if you're thinking about news talk radio and you're thinking about country music, there is a political correlation that most of the people that listen to news talk, commercial news talk radio, are conservative, and most of the people that really like country music lean in a conservative direction as well. So there is a coincidental connection between the mindset politically in that regard. People that listen to shock jocks, the ones that talk on the mornings on music stations, tend to also like classic rock for some reason. There's a connection there. You certainly would have a connection between hip-hop music and people that listen to urban talk radio. Mm-hmm. So people don't just listen to talk radio and just listen to music. People listen to both. And it is interesting to see the correlations between different segments of the population, ethnicities, political ideologies, demographics, age, gender, and what kind of talk they listen to.
Yeah, well, it is very interesting to get the crossover there. The news media seems to have one universal way of describing what goes on in the world of news talk radio, and it always sort of revolves around Rush Limbaugh and what he's doing or some of the other well-known, quote-unquote, conservative talkers are doing. But it's a whole wide, we point this out all the time, this is a big, wide world that is expanding, not contracting, in terms of the type of programming that's on. Yep, there's room for political talk, absolutely. But there are also people who want to get advice from Clark Howard or Dave Ramsey, or they want to hear a discussion. I listened to Dennis Miller. I said this earlier. I listened to a couple of talk radio programs at length this week, driving around. And it's the first time I've heard Dennis Miller's program for a long time. And even though he's going away, which is something else that people are scratching their head, wondering why he's going away, his program was a reflection of what people sort of wanted listening to the callers, listening to how he engaged the callers, and what they were talking about. Plus, the interview had Nils Lofgren on, who was would we call him an old rocker? I don't think he's a rocker necessarily, but he certainly.
Oh, he was a rocker. He made wonderful music. He album rock. He had a number of groups of his own, and he also played on a number of very, very successful albums of other artists.
Yeah. So his story, and that's really what this is about, his story was exquisitely told. And I found myself engaged, and I've not, I mean, Miller, I like him in short bursts, not long, whether it's radio or whether he's acting or his stand-up or whatever it is. But I really found that it was a very engaging radio program to listen to. Now, I'm not everybody, but I am a radio pro, and I want to respect the people who do a good job that are in our industry. And I say, again, it's kind of a shame he's going away, because I think he produced what a lot more stations want, Michael. And maybe we'll talk about that as we continue here. Plus, we're going to take a look at three or four of the issues from Michael's perspective off the list. We're overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of March 2nd to the 6th, a tradition that's been going on for decades here. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael, on the Talk Radio Review.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Now we wind the bottom of the hour around so that we head back to the top of the hour with more information, conversation about the big talk radio hits of the week. We've been talking about style and substance. We haven't gotten to any of the issues. I found this week's countdown, Michael, to be extraordinarily interesting in three or four different ways. The discussion of Mrs. Clinton and the email probe, it's really very interesting to listen to people not necessarily engaged in the facts, but those who like Mrs. Clinton, this is just another way to pump her up. Those who don't like Mrs. Clinton, another way to take her apart. That really is all I see this. I think it's a much ado about nothing thing, frankly, even though some people say, oh, she could go to jail and do this. It is part of what our personalities are on these talk radio programs is to take a definitive stand. And I just thought that those people who made the argument that she was wrong, okay, if they didn't go too deeply, because most of the time the people I listened to didn't know what they were talking about.
Listening to some of these conversations, I call them idiot discussions. Yeah. It's like listening to somebody saying, 1 + 1 = 3.
Yes.
And the other person saying, no, 1 + 1 = 4. Mm-hmm. And then they fight about it. And you're listening to it, you're scratching your head, and you're going, well, this is an idiot conversation. Mm-hmm. Neither of them know what they're talking about. And so many of the debates that go on in the media and in this country are, in fact, idiot conversations where both sides are wrong. Both sides want to prove the other side wrong. Both sides want to have a victory as opposed to finding truth, and the truth gets lost in the shuffle. I don't know whether Mrs. Clinton deserves to be arrested for what she did. I have no doubt that she is in many ways scurrilous, shady, and crooked. But then again, I believe all politicians are.
Mm-hmm.
And if you scratch the surface and you want to find something dirty and dastardly, just check out any politician's records and taxes and email and whether they followed the rules that they were supposed to and whether they engaged in secrecy, whether they engaged in deceit and lies, whether they took money from people and then did favors for them. I mean, this is part of life. So, yeah, she probably did do it. It probably was wrong. And you could either say, so what? Or you could say, it's time to crack down on this and make sure that people that run for president are all totally, absolutely clean and honest.
You know, I told a story this week to, in my mind, present the absurdity of all of this. Although, as you describe it, maybe this is something because she's been criticized. This has Clinton been criticized for taking money, or at least there was a charge that she took money from some foreign interests. So I just played with this for a while. Okay, Mrs. Clinton goes to she's Secretary of State, she goes to the President of France and says to the President of France, I'd like you to give me a $150,000 contribution to my campaign to be elected the next President of the United States. And in return, I'll make sure that all the taxes are taken off every bottle of French wine that comes to America. So it'll be great for business in France. You can invest, Mr. President, in that wine company. They'll make a lot of money. You'll get your $150,000 back. And I'll have more help getting elected so that I can serve your interests. Now, of course, that's a ridiculous scenario. Or is it?
It's actually more like, give me $150,000 and I'll take your call.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, right. I remember once, and I think it was in connection with something we were doing at one of the talkers' conventions. I don't know this for a fact, but I know that there was some reason that some of us wanted to talk to then Senator Lloyd Bentsen from Texas. I don't know if you remember the story or not.
And not yet.
We had suggested we wanted to meet him for breakfast, and I forget what he was influencing or how we needed to get to him, but we needed to get to him. The word came back from his press person that he would be happy to have breakfast with us if we brought a check for $10,000 to be used for his reelection campaign. So we'll have breakfast. You bring us a check for $10,000, and we'll
bagel.
This is the kind I remember. And this was, when was Lloyd Bentsen a senator? Good heavens, that's 15, 12, 13, 14 long years ago. Yeah,
a long time ago.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because he's the one. I knew Jack Kennedy, and you're no
right.
Jack Kennedy.
Yeah, yeah, right. But he was on one of the committees that influenced legislation that affected radio. And that was all I remember about. But I don't really remember any other thing, except that we were told bring a check for $10,000 if we wanted to have breakfast with him.
That's astonishing.
Well,
that's astonishing.
But isn't that the way it all works? And they're not even.
Well, it does work that way. I wouldn't say everybody has their hand out every moment.
No.
But to be a politician, you have to be absolutely shameless about asking for money.
Well,
that's all they do.
If you
become friends with a politician, you're going to be it's going to cost you money to be friends with a politician.
Right. I remember Joel Heffley, who was a congressman from Colorado Springs, wonderful guy. I used to have him on my program all the time. Very affable, fun. He was the only guy in the Congress who ever turned back money. You know, they have $1 million a year budget for staff and whatever it takes to run their office. And he was the only congressman of the 435 that ever turned money back in. Everybody else spent every penny. He was also the chairman of the House Ethics Committee. And he was responsible for getting rid of Tom DeLay, because Tom DeLay was a big crook. Even though he was a Republican, Heffley went after him and got the goods on him, and they managed to run him out of town. Well, the thanks that Heffley got for that was that he was run out by the Republicans. The Republican hierarchy made sure there was a candidate to run against him in the primary. They put lots of dough into the primary, and at the end he pulled out because he said, I don't want to fight this way anymore. But it just showed you how crooked these people are, even in their own party.
They're worse in their own party than in the general election. Yeah.
And he was one of the better ones.
I'm glad we're saying this, because people should know.
Right.
People should not attach their hopes and dreams and loyalty to politicians. They should be always held in scrutiny and scrutinized and looked at very carefully, because this is a track record that this particular group of people have. And I hate to generalize, but more often than not, it's true.
Yeah, it is true. And so all of the people that are running for president for number five this week is the presidential prospects on the countdown list. I just am amazed at where these people come from, how all of a sudden there was some joke on the Tonight Show that Jimmy Fallon made about Hillary Clinton and the governor of Virginia, is it? One of the governors who's a Democrat who decided he wanted to run against Mrs. Clinton in the Democratic primaries. And so Fallon's joke was, who could imagine anybody coming out of nowhere and beating Hillary Clinton? Hello, that was the story of Barack Obama. right? And so is it something that's legit? We talk about Scott Walker. A lot of Republicans are saying, where did this guy come from? He's not a member of the Klan. He's not a well-known name. He's just the governor of Wisconsin. But, man, is he getting traction from a lot of people who apparently are not happy with, and you can hear that being discussed. Now, those are pretty interesting discussions, political discussions on the political talk radio programs about the old versus the new and the way, for the first time, I've heard some hosts who seem to be concerned that if they said the wrong thing, they wouldn't have access to some of their Republican guests. But there have been more deliberate conversation, Michael, about the strength of the conservative movement in the Republican Party versus Boehner than I've heard for a long time, frankly. I don't know about you.
No, there's definitely a schism in the Republican Party right now between the right wing and the moderates.
Yep.
And that's going on talk radio as well.
Mm-hmm.
And usually the right wing wins the primaries and then don't always do well.
They lose the final because, it's too much a splinter group on either side. All right, we'll pause for a moment and then come back with some more thoughts on the stories and the charts and the items of interest that you have said you are interested in. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen here.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cat fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Spring flooring season continues at Lumber Liquidators. Get hardwood flooring looks on sale, like the must-have look of distressed hardwood. We'll pay $4.89 at other stores this week. Save almost 40% on pre-finished Savannah oak hardwood. Or get the look of Brazilian cherry for less than half of what you'll pay at other stores this week. Santo Andre laminate is just 99 cents. Plus, deals on 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, and more from 49 cents. And get 18 months special financing. The look and style of hardwood is on sale now. Visit Lumber Liquidators. Com to find a store near you.
I'm Mike Huckabee. I was the governor of Arkansas and ran for president in 2008, and I used to be a diabetic. One of the coolest campaigns I ever took on and won was the crusade that reversed my type 2 diabetes naturally. I was able to get off the medications I'd taken, and I lost 110 pounds of fat in the process. If you or someone you care about has type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, I urge you to pay close attention to what I'm about to tell you. The same methods I use to reverse my type 2 diabetes are found today in the Diabetes Solution Kit. It's an all-natural plan that really could work for you in reversing type 2 diabetes and prevent it from coming back. All in as little as 4 weeks, with your doctor's approval. Stop suffering. Here's how to get your hands on the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
Get your Diabetes Solution Kit now at 99bloodsugar.com. Everything you need to reverse your type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes like Governor Huckabee did is at 99bloodsugar.com. Reverse your diabetes today at 99bloodsugar.com. That's 99bloodsugar.com.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Michael Harrison is back as we continue to overview what's going on with the lists and in general in the conversational world of News Talk Radio, Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. A lot of conversation legally. I'm going to ask Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who will follow you in this hour, the SCOTUS. I don't know why. I think that sounds dirty. They use the term
SCOTUS. It does.
SCOTUS.
It sounds like something that itches.
Right, exactly. All right. So anyway, Supreme Court and the Obamacare case. What I find most amazing about this, Michael, is that there are only four words. Of the 1,200 pages that Nancy Pelosi said, don't worry about it. Pass the bill. We'll fix it later. So of those 1,200 pages that nobody read, somebody must have read at least one page because they've taken four words out of the bill and they're balancing their decision on whether the program actually continue or not as a result of this vote. And so it seems really almost rare that we have something new regarding the Obama health care thing. And it's actually pretty interesting, yes?
Well, of course it's interesting. It's just that, you know, when you talk about it all the time, sometimes just the thought of, oh, more conversation about Obamacare,
mm-hmm.
you just get worn down. But, of course, it's interesting, and it's important. I'm just finishing up the 1,200 words, so I'm not qualified to speak until I finish the last 1,100.
Mm-hmm. What do you make of conservatives? The Netanyahu speech was number one issue this week in the story column. What do you make of all of the position it was going on? I remember some people that were stalwarts when it came to Israel. I think we found this out. You and I interviewed Netanyahu when we were over there together. What was that? Two, three, four? How many years ago was that?
It was approximately 8 years ago.
No! No, 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 no. No, 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 no!
Yes. You and I sat in the Knesset opposite his desk.
Yeah.
The office
was a postage stamp. The postage stamp office that he had. And we interviewed him, and he came across, I think I've said this any number of times, like he would be the governor of New Jersey. He's an American in so many ways. Went to school, I think he went to school at Princeton.
He spoke with perfect English, you know.
Absolutely. No accent, nothing. Like he was a native born American. I think a lot of Americans like that, but the fact that he created as much of a puffery over here as he did, was sort of unique. I mean, you can say, well, you never imagine any other leader coming over here unless they're invited by the president. But the Israeli connection to our country is unlike any other connection. And the point that I was trying to make is that the Democrats, when they supported Israel, they were the Israeli, the Jewish community loved them. Whoever it is that's Republican, Democrat, there are no real lines there ideologically. I talked to a friend of mine, Uri Geller, who lives in England, but he has a home and lives a lot of the time now in Israel. He's a native Israeli. And he went on. I just asked him one question. He went on for 5 minutes about why it was appropriate for Netanyahu to be here and how he's helping to save the country and Americans aren't supporting Israel like they used to, yada, yada, yada. Which has come out in a lot of conversations that have been on the air here, haven't they? Those conversations gone that way?
No question. It's a complicated issue, and what it comes down to is that the Republicans and the conservatives have lined up in what seems like support for Israel, and the Democrats and liberals have lined up in a way that seems to be critical of Israel. And that's about as simplistic an approach I can take to a very complicated topic.
Yeah, it is complicated. Some of the things are easier to understand than others. And the good hosts do a good job of giving you background so that you understand what the issues are. Some people care, some people don't. But that's part of the job of the good hosts, and that's what we try to focus on here. The good hosts, the good programming, good radio stations, all surveyed by Talkers Magazine every week. You can get the list of info. Go to talkers.com. You'll see the reference to the weekly reports, the weekly list. You can go to Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. It's all there. And it's very helpful. Michael Harrison, helpful as well for us to put a perspective on the things of issue and importance this week. On your Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen.
a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Time now for a visit from Stephen J.J. Wiseman as we overview some of the top talk topics from this past week, the stories for the week March 2nd to the 6th. And in this group, Steve, who is a well-known attorney, local attorney here in Massachusetts, but he also has had impact in a lot of radio programs over his career and writes a lot, helps people with his website, scamicide.com. So he's an all-around hero, all-around regular American guy. Hoo-ha!
So wow.
On the list of things that have come into the top 10 this week, number 3 is Mrs. Clinton's email probe. What are the legal ramifications, if any, regarding Mrs. Clinton using a private email address and her own server when she was secretary?
You know, it's a tempest in a teapot. There actually is federal legislation that makes it illegal for these kinds of email accounts to be used for public business. There's only one problem. That law was written 2 years after she left office. So, in fact, it's very partisan here. She had really already even turned over records, her email records for archiving, before the New York Times story broke. So there shouldn't be a lot of legs to this story. People can criticize Mrs. Clinton for all kinds of things. But frankly, the email system of the federal government has not been terribly secure. When I first heard of it, I thought, yeah, she was probably making sure she was using a more secure email. So ultimately, this story, as the truth comes out, will just blow away.
All right. So then next item, number 2 this week, Supreme Court hearing on Obamacare based on 4 words out of 1,200 pages of legislation. This seems almost laughable, but it isn't, because those 4 words could determine the future of the whole program, right?
Yeah, they really could. Established by the state. And, you know, like you pointed out, the Affordable Care Act was a huge, huge piece of legislation. And this here is going to come down to if the words are interpreted as they strictly appear to be, that could end the Affordable Care Act. It really could topple it. However, there is a tradition in the law of interpreting putting statutes, if there is any kind of vagueness, with the intention of the legislature. And here, the Obama administration's got a pretty good argument that when this was passed by Congress, it was not intended to have the meaning that these words are being interpreted by those who are against the Affordable Care Act. Frankly, though, it's a political decision. And right now, you've got the four liberal justices. They are definitely going to vote to uphold the act. You've got three of the conservative justices who are going to vote against it. So it's going to come down to Kennedy and Chief Justice Roberts. Chief Justice Roberts, who was particularly silent in this discussion. If I were a gambling man, and I am, I think he's going to do exactly what he did the last time the Affordable Care Act came up. He'll probably find a way in the decision to criticize it, but I think he'll uphold it.
Really? Well, that'll be interesting to see. All right. Moving along with some other issues from the talk radio charts this past week. Situation in Ferguson, Missouri with the discrimination report. How likely is the Brown family, the father and mother of the man that was killed by the policeman, how likely are they to prevail in a civil lawsuit which is pending?
First of all, a civil lawsuit has a lower standard of proof, which is a preponderance of the evidence as opposed to beyond a reasonable doubt. But very frankly, I would be absolutely shocked if they prevail. One thing that the grand jury came out with, and then more detailed from the federal investigation in the Justice Department, was despite the misreporting, Michael Brown was not surrendering. Michael Brown's were not did not have his hands up saying he was surrendering. The evidence, you know, eyewitnesses are notoriously poor. And in this case, the evidence is he was coming at the officer, and I just don't see any way that the family's going to prevail.
All right, 30 seconds on the L.A. Skid Row police killing and what, if anything, the police are liable for.
Probably not. The guy was a former bank robber. It does appear that he may have been reaching for an officer's gun. Unfortunate occurrence, but it is something that appeared to be legitimate police action.
All right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman legitimizes lots of legal arguments as we review the top 10 items, the stories from the talkers list every week. He is also in charge of this website, scamaside.com. Man, there are a lot of scams around with these credit cards. And what to do about that, you check it out at scamaside.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.